We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa. The town of Amherst looking to perhaps change some of their zoning laws to spur more development in the Niagara Falls Boulevard corridor. Brian Culpa here to talk a little bit about what exactly he's looking at. We've seen some of these plans. We have the story over at WBEN.com, and the drawings look wonderful. If you could explain for everybody what exactly you're hoping to see in the future along the boulevard.
Good morning. So as we take a look at a boulevard with a changing landscape of big box retail, the town needs to pattern redevelopment that's going to, you know, continue to have the town thrive for the next several decades. In order to do that, we know we need to offer a different product. So we're looking to build off of the two university campuses, south and north, and build a mixed-use, walkable community in that area.
This is a plan for the town of Amherst, but as we know, for Niagara Falls Boulevard specifically, it's kind of the borderline in between Amherst and Tonawanda. Is this just an Amherst side plan? Is Tonawanda involved too?
So the zoning that we're working on currently is really Amherst-centric, although we've been working with the town of Tonawanda and certainly sharing our strategies with the town. The town of Tonawanda is now undergoing a process of redoing its own zoning. So, you know, the goal is to basically try to make sure that the boulevard has a good future on both sides.
Looking at some of the renderings that are up here, I mean, you kind of see some of these buildings at other places around Buffalo. Are there specific other areas that you looked at as maybe a model for what you want Niagara Falls Boulevard to be in the future?
You know, we've looked at everything from areas around Chapel Hill to areas outside of Cleveland. We've looked at, you know, areas in Colorado, and really tried to see what the sort of national best practice for retail mixed use areas near university campuses were, and tried to build off of what we saw. Back in October, we held a conference, a Congress for New Urbanism, New York State Congress, brought in experts and had them kind of work with us on what ideas make sense, what sort of density levels are appropriate. And we're not looking to compete with downtown, but we are looking for a better future for Amherst.
Again, looking at some of these drawings, a lot of what you see here would be new development. How much interest from developers is there in that Niagara Falls Boulevard corridor in Amherst, considering the interest that downtown gets and other areas of Western New York gets?
So University of Buffalo's North Campus continues to have a really, really intense housing demand nearby. We see that constantly. You know, we've had over the past year and a half requests for approvals of, you know, some thousand units of student housing already. As we look to locate that student housing and concentrate that student housing closer to the boulevard, couple that with the known demand that we have for senior housing, and, you know, we really do have a threshold for new, you know, sort of lifestyle places. If you look specifically at the boulevard, you know, we have a federal opportunity zone. That's a strong incentive package for national and local developers. So we're hearing a lot of interest right now. The Boulevard Mall auctions April 1st through 3rd, so we'll get a real test of the market.
Yeah, that's coming up pretty soon. What are you expecting to see with the Boulevard Mall? There's been so much focus on the Eastern Hills Mall and the future of that, some of the different plans and different ideas for transforming that area. The Boulevard Mall, is that in a similar situation where it might be time to think about transformation, or what do you see?
Well, it certainly is time for transformation. Any prospective developers we've talked to, people that are considering purchase, of the property or competing in that auction have talked to us about wanting to build a mixed-use product there. You don't have to look very far down the road, just a Sweet Home outside of the university, to see successful mixed-use locations with businesses flourishing below housing and hotels and stuff like that mixed in. So I think the development community is kind of excited about that property.
Now, one thing I think we probably should make clear, if you go to our story, WBEN.com, you'll see all these renderings and kind of different ideas for what Niagara Falls Boulevard and Amherst should look like. These aren't planned projects. This is just kind of a vision, a guideline for any future development.
Right, exactly. Well, when our job as a municipality is to make sure our zoning's correct, make sure our infrastructure plans are correct, make sure we know what our sewer capacities are and what would have to happen if we needed to add sewer capacity. So we're doing all of that. We're doing the stuff that the town needs to do in order to help coincide with redevelopment. And this is an area of strategic redevelopment for us because it doesn't blow up any of our existing neighborhoods. You know, we need to taper into the residential areas, and this is, forcing development to the west side and redeveloping product that's already, sort of long been developed.
All right. That is Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa. Brian, we appreciate the time as always, and it's a fun thing to talk about when you're looking at new ways to think about certain areas in western New York. This time, Amherst along Niagara Falls Boulevard. Again, check out our story, WBEN.com. Plenty of photos of what the future might look like there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.